like an actual ship.
Not a long ship, but a ship.
That's
a long ship's the best.
That's
the
fucking
best
sick.
Ship. It's like a shaft or something like that.
Oh, my back.
I made a shaft, basically.
That's kind of sick. How was your birthday?
It was pretty good. It was pretty darn good.
That's fucking epic.
Just played Valheim all day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Couldn't ask much more. I had a Jaffa cake as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
Enchiladas.
Very nice.
What else did I do?
Was that Chef Dylan?
It was Chef Dylan.
Yeah.
But he followed the recipe that I had written.
So it's Chef Houchin, and it kind of works
Chef
for both.
The Houchin household.
The Houchin, yeah. Nice. Well, yeah. Speaking of Valheim.
Yeah.
That's our topic for today. Because
it is indeed.
It has taken Steam by storm.
Yet again, a game has just overtaken everything else.
Yeah.
Like that.
Just for seemingly... Well, I say for no reason. Like, it's a fucking good game.
It's a very good game.
Especially for one in early access. Usually ones in early access are absolutely fucking dog. And you go like, yeah, it's
very pleasing.
It's early access. Oh, it's got potential, but like, it's just not there yet. So you put it off for 6 months. But Valheim, like, you can play it now.
It feels complete.
Yeah.
We were saying this yesterday. Me, Alex, and Charlie were playing, or Alex, Charlie, and I were playing yesterday. And we were saying, for a game in early access, this feels so much more complete. Mm. And like, Charlie and Alex have played Ark before, and they said it's way less buggy than Ark.
Yeah.
It feels more complete. Everything's a little bit more smooth.
Mm.
And that is like very impressive for a game that's been out, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
A week?
And on that, Valheim hit 1 million sales during its launch week on Steam.
Which is nuts.
And you think, yeah, that's fucking crazy. There's a million Vikings out there, you know? The Valheim sales and player count continues to impress, as in just 13 days, its current player count is equally impressive. It hit an all-time record of 360,000 players playing it over the weekend.
My God.
Yeah. And I'm fairly sure they've actually hit 2 million sales now.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, which is fucking nuts, though.
Because Twitch, it's gone nuts. On YouTube, it's gone nuts.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
You see, it's promoted everywhere on Steam, word of mouth. I'd heard about it before from a friend, and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think...
And I saw it, I was like...
Yeah, I think the word of mouth is kind of interesting, because I feel like I heard something about the game, like, from, like, you know, something on the, you know, like, Steam news or some shit. But then, like, I don't know, I didn't pay attention to it. And then it wasn't until, like, Dan and Neve mentioned it, that I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, like, a new game, maybe I'll get it, you know, I don't know about spending the money. And then it was just like, now, like, look into it, it's a great game. And then looked into it, was like, yeah, so I bought it on the day we played it that night. Yeah, a lot that night, yeah.
And then yesterday, I think by the end of the day when me and Alex came off, you know, Discord tells you how long you've been active on a game.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Alex was on 14 hours and I was on 12 hours.
Good. God, guys, that's dangerous.
In fact, I can tell you my playtime now.
I'm interested.
Close down Steam. So after getting it, playing it Monday evening, I've got 23 hours playtime now. So since in 3 days, not even 3 full days, I've played it almost a whole day.
Jesus, man. That's naughty. So Valheim is basically a survival game. Think like Rust. It's kind of like Rust in that way, in the same mm-hmm. kind of, like, you got to survive, you can do it with mates. It's not PvP. Well, it can be PvP,
it
but
can
like
be. We've turned it off now.
Yeah, it's for, I think it said 1 to 10 players that you can.
Yes,
I don't know if there are like bigger servers. There must be, surely. I feel
maybe.
Like there definitely
the future,
will
maybe.
There definitely will be at some point, because I feel like at the moment it feels like there's a progression to the map. But anyway,
yes.
So it's a survival game, but it's set like you're a Viking and you've been like tasked by, what is it, like the Norse?
Odin.
Odin, yes, that's it.
Odin himself has tasked you with slaying the Forsaken, which are a group of legendary beasts, effectively.
Yeah.
To name a few, you've got Ygdir, which is like the deer Forsaken god.
Yeah, the electric
deer. The elder, the leader of the forest, the Kraken, which is obviously well known, Serpent. There's like a dragon, and then there's like one called Bone Mass, which is like a big fat shit of swampy poo.
Yeah, That's how it was actually described in Norse mythology. You know?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Odin was just like, yo, what's up, swampy poo?
What up, my slime?
Banish you. What up, my slime? And...
But yeah, the game, it follows that kind of same style of Rust and stuff, but it obviously, because it's set in like that Norse kind of era, there isn't electricity.
It's very different. No?
Yeah, it's more like getting this kind of mythic gear, fighting trolls, those big fuckers.
Trolls,
like, you're near a troll and your whole screen shakes because that, it's just like, a troll would make you fuck, it's like an earthquake
they're
every
big
time.
As yeah, well. They're like the size, they're bigger than your house. They carry a tree and they have a butt crack like Kendall Jenner.
Point is, it's another game which has taken over our lives. Like, we like to say, we're gamers, we like to play games, but it's more like games take over us rather than us playing, like, going into a game. It's more like the game is just like, hey, we're gonna fuck up your life for a week, maybe more. Yeah. But this one is another where we're like completely happy that it's doing it because it is a very fun game.
It's so nice. It's everything about it, the visuals, the graphics choice.
I was just about to say the art style of the game is impressive.
So good.
You come into the game and you think, oh, maybe my model hasn't loaded in completely properly. And you go, oh, he looks a bit like pixely, but it's not like pixel
graphics.
It's not like pixel graphics. It's like the shading of the pixels changes as the lighting changes, so it's not like I am peach pixels compared to like a brown hair. It's the hair will change pigments as it goes because it's as if you've got your hair interacting with the light, so it has this it's almost cute in a way, like when you're walking along the ground and you see the pixely grass, but as you move further away it becomes more of a solid block. So as you look at it from afar, it is just green. But then as you get closer, you can see all the different shades. You see all the different shades
of
green.
They're very smooth models.
Yeah.
I like this choice. It's a smooth model, like a nice curved, not like jaggedy rock. You've got a nice smooth rock, but then it has that pixely texture.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I do like that.
I think that's very smart. And the best part for visuals is if you spawn and you look up,
oh,
you see the tree that holds all the nine realms together, which is in Norse mythology. You see the branch reaching all the way down,
sort of
holding out Valheim.
It is a fucking thing of beauty. It really is. And then you move on to we'll get on to exploration because...
Yeah.
Because that's fucked. It's fucked in a good way.
We can't talk from experience because we have scratched but the surface.
Because the thing is, like, the other day when we were playing, like, I made it a mission to go as far out as possible, but, like, before it went to night, and I found a mountain, and I was like, holy shit, a mountain, finally, like, something different. You zoom out of the map, and you're like, oh, so I'm, like... I've gone fucking nowhere, like, and the map is fucking... You think, oh, it's a circle. Oh, yeah, we can fucking explore that, no problem. Yeah, mate, you're going to have some problems, right? You need to fucking pack gear. You need to have a bed. You need to, like, make shelters along the way. Otherwise,
yeah, you're going to have to build other civilizations as you go.
Yeah.
If you want to go, like, later today, after recording this, our mission is to go out. I created a boat. We've got a big boat. It can hold 4 people. It's got storage. And we're going to go. We're just going to go sailing. Go see what we can find. But we're going to have to bring enough resources with us to set up a house on the other side.
Yeah.
To store all the stuff we find over there.
As well as...
And then to ferry it back and forth.
Exactly. And I think with the... obviously, with it being based on like Nordic Viking type stuff, there is... Mm-hmm. There's like... The exploration is kind of like... I would say... encouraged, like it's not just like it's not just like a shitty ship that you build and there's only one and that's kind of it, but there's like levels to the ships. You can build a little raft, then there's a ship, and then you can get probably a bigger ship. I don't know,
you get the long ship,
yeah,
and that one is big,
yeah. And
I've got the tier two, which is humble beginnings, but you can take passengers, you can store stuff in it,
yeah,
it's fast, it's cool, it you're encouraged. Because, I mean, if you want to progress, you've got to go find places to get stuff.
Yeah.
You spawn in a forest and a meadow, which you can get flint and rock. A rock hammer is shocking. Flint hammer's better. But then you need to work out, you need to kill the first god before you can progress again. So it encourages you. You can't sit back.
Yeah, yeah. You can't certain just, you people can't, yeah, yeah.
that wouldn't want to go and fight things are now going to have to fight things to progress.
Yeah.
It's yeah, it makes you play the game.
And it is kind of nice because obviously you can delay how
you
long
can,
you
oh get. Yeah.
Like you can perfectly live with your stone hammer, like flint stuff,
mm-hmm.
like fighting off little graylings. But at a certain point, you're going to want to go, I want to like decorate my house with fucking troll heads and all this shit. So you need to go forth and beat some bosses and come back.
But even then, you can't just sit there forever with your rock hammer. Because as you sit there for longer, the mobs and creatures that come to your camp level up.
Oh.
So if you don't go and get better weaponry, armor, defenses, you will get shattered.
Yeah, they will slowly start being... They'll slowly out-level you.
And... Yeah, slowly the game naturally encourages you to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
like, nice. Yesterday... Trolls, terrifying. Run away from that. Now, I can take a troll on my own.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Great. It is a we get excited. Like, it's hard not to get excited about games like this because it really has the... It's like, not only does it have the potential to be amazing, it's the fact that it's really great now. Mm-hmm. So, it, like...
So early on.
You think, like, it's on kind of like an... Well, I'll do it this way. It's on, like, an exponential kind of... It's on an exponential growth. Like, it's going to mm-hmm. be... probably one of the best like survival games that's made. Like Rust is good, but Rust is
it's got a niche audience.
Yeah, like that's a certain level of jank and you're forced into a PvP. This is almost like you can do a PvE with fucking 9 of your mates and mm-hmm. do like a group, like you essentially, as you said, like build civilizations in different parts of this map.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll need to, and that's fucking great. I love that. If you love building, you'll love to create like fucking build houses and essentially cities. Like I saw one image where you have like fucking huge stone walls and I was like, that looks hilarious. Yeah. I'd love to have that like just spanning around like our entire area.
So would I, but you need iron.
You need iron.
And
you
to
need
get to... iron, you've got to go fight the elder. So you've got to do God 1, God 2. You've got to go to the location for God 3 in the swamp to get iron. And then you can build your stone wall. If you really want a stone wall, you've got to do all that stuff. Yeah. If you just go, oh no, I'll set up a wood. Don't worry, you'll have to get a stone anyway because some big twat will come along and go
Dunk.
And knock it out and then you'll be upset and then,
I'm getting a phone call. Wait, let's pause the recording.
Dear, that's okay.
All right, we're back. I got a phone call. I've addressed it now. There we go. What are we talking about, Ben?
No idea.
Valheim map. Oh, it's awesome.
Yep.
Man, I hate getting...
There's so much to do still.
There is, yeah, yeah.
Like, where we currently are, I mean, most of us have now, got bronze. We've got bronze armor, bronze tools, like,
Oh, shit.
You were streaming, which people should check out. Finny Kilmartin on Twitch. So we're sort of starting to progress a little bit. We're getting a bit more confident, taking on, beasts and things. Yeah. We've now fought the first god like 6 or 7 times because it's piss easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you need it. But then at this point, you don't need to do it again.
Mm.
Because the stuff you get from it is void. I've got a bronze pickaxe. Don't need the antler pickaxe.
Interesting.
And now we're like, okay, we want to progress more. We've got to go and do other stuff. So today we're going to fight the elder.
Nice.
And take that out. And then we're going to find a swamp.
Nice.
And then who knows what comes next? I know you can get obsidian weapons and black metal or black stone weapons, stuff like that. Which, God knows how you get that, but I will find out. And because then I can make walls. I can make a big stone house rather than a little wooden shack.
Mm.
I can improve on my stuff. I can make better things. People that aren't so interested in the combat, like Neve, can build cooler things once we've got this stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what I think it pushes for a more, as I said, like a more collaborative kind of thing, whereas mm-hmm. like you are working all as a team. Like, as you said, like if you go out and get all the stuff, then suddenly the builder can start building everyone kind of nice shacks to live in rather than shitty little holes.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, this is, it's quite a good position this game's put you in because it's such a new game. There's not loads online of the end game stuff far, far into it. Everyone's sort of around a similar level, apart from a select few that would have already beaten the game or whatever. I don't want to look up stuff unless I really have no clue how to do it. Yeah, I've looked up a couple things and that's it.
Yeah, you want kind of a natural learning.
It's one of the rare times in a game's life when everyone's in a similar boat, and learning the game is learning for yourself, not through others.
Yeah, and I think,
apart from like within the friend group.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right with this rare moment of everyone being in the same boat, because it's not like, say, Minecraft, where like at the beginning, like there was people that knew everything about alpha, beta, and then suddenly at release, like more people get it, and it's like, oh, but I already know how to play the game at full level.
Yeah,
this is like, this has 2 million sales in 2 weeks. So 2 million people are playing a brand new survival game where they don't know what's going on.
With and so much stuff
and
in it.
And it's all just like asking, it's like, what are we, what is it? Who's seen this? And it's like, wait, there's a fucking dragon? And then everyone will be like, oh my God. And it's like, well, how do we defeat the dragon? What's best to defeat the dragon with? And, you know, shit like that.
Flint axes, apparently, because Alex and Charlie killed it yesterday.
That's mad.
It's a drake.
A drake.
And Charlie didn't understand what a drake was. A drake is a ice dragon, a small ice dragon in Norse mythology, and Charlie found it funny that the dragon was called Drake. He thought, why is the dragon called Drake? It's a dragon.
That's such a Charlie.
It's so sweet.
Yeah. It's like,
I love Charlie's innocence. But he's loving it. He's doing great. And oh, I can make a food cooler. A food cooler? What? Yeah, I can make an anvil and a food cooler. Oh, you mean a forge cooler? Oh, yeah, a forge cooler. Nice one, Charlie. Yeah,
that's adorable.
He's adorable. Brilliant.
Yeah. And it's just, I love it when games take over our lives like this. Because it truly is like, I mean, obviously some games, like, we don't necessarily get tired of. But there is just like, do I want to dedicate like constant time into a game I already know? Sorry, I keep fucking dying.
That's
do I
fine.
Want to dedicate like hours into games where we already know what's going on? We can like in a way essentially speedrun to the point where we need to be. Whereas this is kind of like, you can't really speedrun anywhere because none of us fucking know what's going on, and the people that do know what's going on only know it to the current level we're at, where it's like,
and then have a rough idea.
Yeah, like
where
I would say, Ben, how do I get bronze? And you'll go, right, listen up, you little twat. Here you go. Here's how you get bronze. And I'll get bronze. And then I'm like, right, what's next? And then you're like, we need to find a swamp, I guess? And I'm like, all right, yeah, I mean, sure, I believe you, let's go. And it's kind of like, yeah, again, just like you learn together. I think it's nice. And the game, it just feels nice, you know? It's just nice that an early access game isn't complete
shit. The music is really nice. I've got the menu open in the background right now. I've got the music on loop. And I set it so it's on loop. And it is such a peaceful, like you've got the nice violin, you get the sounds of the waves, the little shimmer of, I don't know, gay stuff that's happening on. Who knows? Pixies
and
knobheads.
we both just checked our phone.
I had a work message. We've had reports of anti-mask processes. I will start again. We've had anti-mask protests announced. Co-op has not been targeted. However, if they show up, we have to shut the shop or shut them out. Any customers have to stay inside the shop so we keep them safe, and police have to be called. I'm going to go against that. I'm going to get the pry bar and the bloody claw hammer out of the office. I'm going to break some heads.
Break some heads. Wear your mask.
You got no mask? You're not coming in here. Would you like a nice round-shaped hole in your forehead, mate? Punch a hole with the hammer. Dead.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Valheim.
I think we've touched on everything we can touch on right now.
Yeah, do you know what? It's not often that a game will require a part two. or a part
I
three?
I think it's gonna. I think yeah. Four I, is... Depending on how long we're properly invested in this, because that's an issue. I get invested in a game. Yeah. I'll play. I'm still playing Rust. Everyone else stopped. I'm still playing. Mm. Well, not for the last couple of days, but boy. I think if we can progress a decent amount, do a few more things, I think we can definitely make part two.
Yeah.
To update on what the hell happens next, because we don't know.
Yeah, we are. All we know is we know there's a swamp out there.
And if we were great hosts, we would have done research, but we don't want to do research because we want to experience.
In a weird, in a roundabout way, yeah. Like I did, we know about the game up until the point we've got, but there's something about leaving. Do you know what? Weirdly, especially because it's like a Nordic mythology game, I want to leave it to mystery. Like, the first time I saw a troll, fucking shat myself.
Yeah.
Dude, he just kept coming after me. He was so big. And he looks like fucking Mr. Burns, you know?
He does. With
his pointy little nose.
Long nose. And you can get his head.
Yeah, I saw his head. That's.
I want to know how to mount it.
Yeah, I want to know. I thought.
Not me get on the head. Yeah. Me put the head on the wall.
Yeah, you want to as if it was
mount
a
his nose.
Yeah. Mount his nose, just the nose.
Just put one nostril over your head and wear it like a hat.
Troll hat is actually just his nose.
It's just, you got his head hanging over here with his nose just wrapped around your head, stretched like a beanie. Carhartt troll head.
Yeah. £700. I meant 70. Jesus Christ. 70 for
even
a beanie.
70's a lot.
Yeah, but Carhartt, you know.
Yeah.
I think in a way, it's a short episode. But you know,
it is a short episode, but it's open to more episodes about the same topic.
And I think,
if people are interested, don't care, we're still making it.
Yeah, I don't care. You know? If people left comments saying don't do this, we probably won't do it. But no one leaves comments saying don't do it, so we're going to keep
doing comments, full stop.
Yeah, we've had a couple of comments, and they're like, nice. And I'm like, yeah, nice, yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
That's about it. Right. Well, that's Valheim.
That's Valheim so far.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Make sure to follow the Twitch. Make sure to follow my Twitch. Make sure to follow, not follow us on Spotify. Is it follow on Spotify? Is that what they call
it? Yeah, you can follow it.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow us. Follow the podcast.
Follow
the
podcast on Spotify if you don't already. It's great. We upload. We try
exclusive bits on there as well.
We try and upload every Saturday. So mark it in your calendars. It's usually Saturday 5 or 6 p.m. GMT. Yep, fair enough.
See you around.